The June 6th Wasatch County Council meeting agenda included an item of discussion labeled Brighton Estates Bonanza Flat Access. Property owner Rick Johnson told the council he was there to ask for help and guidance on the issue of wintertime access to his Pine Canyon property. He says Park City Municipal and Utah Open Lands has kept the Pine Canyon and Brighton Estates homeowners out of the Bonanza Flat conservation easement discussions. He and other property owners are worried, he says, that he will no longer be able to access his property from the Park City side of Guardsman Pass during the winter season.
We have not missed a meeting with Park City. We have not missed one of the jurisdictional meetings. We have not missed one of the stakeholders' meetings. And every time we go into those, we get shut down. Our asking for our access as part of just necessity for Brighton Estates. I don't know how we give that up. They want us to stay on the hard road. That road is impassable on certain storms in the wintertime. We have to be able to drop off that Jeep hill. We have to be able to use Ridge Road. I was schooled a little bit today by Heinrich that when I called him on my way up, that this is not an access problem, this is a use problem. I'm using the wrong terms according to what they are. And we may use these if there's an emergency.
Johnson pointed out to the county council that the roads in Pine Canyon and Brighton Estates have been used for 50 years and that both homeowners associations are in agreement that they have been left out of the Bonanza Flat conservation easement planning. Brighton Estates resident Matt Michaels told the council he has been the plow manager since 1998 and is under the impression that the roads in and through Bonanza Flat fall under the jurisdiction of Wasatch County.
I was speaking with UDOT this morning, and as I understand, that road is your jurisdiction. State Highway 224 ends at Empire Pass. So they were saying that there's no way that we're going to be allowed to park at the Y any longer, meaning this next winter. And the way I kind of saw it was, I don't know how they could do that unless they had permission from Wasatch County to do that, because I know the property surrounding the Y intersection is definitely Bonanza Flat, and they could probably tell us, hey, don't park your snowmobiles here. But in the right of way, I would guess, unless you told us specifically that we weren't allowed to park there, that would still be fair game.
The council recessed to close session and quickly returned with a recommendation by County Manager Mike Davis to declare the county jurisdiction over four roads in the Park City-owned Bonanza Flat open space.
Council, it is my recommendation that the council authorize myself as the county manager and the county attorney to create the documentation to declare dedicated roads through public use of the Culvert Meadow Road, the Hanich Driveway.
That's this one.
The Bonanza Ridge Road.
That's this one.
And the road that goes back through the gravel pit. I don't know if that's called Ridge Road or what that's called.
Ridge Road's the one that comes off and down.
It's Bonanza Ridge Road right there.
Okay.
The gravel pit road.
The Jeep Road and the Big Sky Drive. And any other roads as deemed necessary for the function of Brighton Estate.
Davis also recommended that council establish parking at the four-way intersection known as the Y.
Well, let me explain further. I also recommend that the council authorize the county attorney and the county manager to send a letter emphasizing the county road, the Pine Canyon Road, the Guardsman Pass Road, and the Empire Pass Road as a county road with a 100-foot easement. And that 100-foot easement can be used for parking at the Y intersection by agreement to the public. That's what I recommend.
The Wasatch County Council voted unanimously to pass Davis's recommendation. KPCW contacted Wasatch County Manager Mike Davis for comment and, after multiple attempts, received no response. Park City Manager Diane Foster was not available for comment. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.